Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior leader from the corporate world, from London, UK, Mr. Peter Brown, MBE. Peter, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ashutosh. Thank you so much for having me. Absolutely delighted to be with you.
Thank you. Peter is a global workforce leader at PwC. He is passionate about making the workplace more equitable, diverse, and inclusive. He was in the Royal Air Force and continues to support them as an ambassador for the RAF Museum. And he was appointed MBE by the late Her Majesty the Queen in 2000. So Peter, before we talk about workforce, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Gosh, no, absolutely. Well, so I'm 53 years old, right? So I'm very happily married to a midwife, Anna. We've got three children and two crazy dogs. Mm-hmm. But my journey starts, my family are from the north of England, from a place called Sheffield. Mm-hmm. And you know, my mother was a school teacher. My father, who's still alive, he was a chemist. Mm-hmm. And I grew up actually just south of Cambridge, mm-hmm. In a place called Duxford. Okay. And some of your listeners might recognize Duxford. It was a very famous Royal Air Force base in World War II.
Yeah.
And so as I was growing up, it was very routine to look out and see aeroplanes flying. And that, for me, really inspired an interest just in aviation. Mm. And so I was very fortunate. As part of school, I joined what's called the Air Cadets. Mm-hmm. And then the Royal Air Force, they sponsored me through sixth form and for university. I went to the University of Exeter in a beautiful part of the United Kingdom in the mm-hmm. in the southwest in Devon.
Right.
On leaving university, joined the Royal Air Force. I served for 11 really happy years around the world. I took mm-hmm. on some really interesting, amazing jobs. I worked with some fabulous people and learned so much. And then, frankly, I left because my wife, who was at the time, she was a medical officer in the army. Mm. There was no way we would be living within probably 200 miles of each other. Okay. And so I left. She stayed in for a few more years and then moved into consulting. Actually, I worked with a startup initially, two startups. Mm-hmm. I then progressed to Accenture, which was just a huge learning experience and did some amazing work with some brilliant people. And then moved 14 years ago to PwC, again, joining, so fortunate to work with some really talented individuals, amazing. Work with some tremendous clients and organizations. And that's
fantastic.
Today.
And as they say, the rest is history, isn't it? So Peter, let's talk about global workforce leader. You must be running a very large team. Tell me about the scope of work that you'd handle as a global workforce leader, and how has this role evolved given the changes in the global workforce landscape?
Look, so at PwC, we're present in about 157 countries, and we've got people from the workforce practice present in the vast majority of those. There's about 10,500 around the world, really committed, really, really talented colleagues. It's such a relevant whole notion of workforce. I think people have talked about the workforce and people being their most important asset for many, many years. Mm. In many instances, I think that's been slightly vacuous in terms of then the real push through and what does that mean? You know, in the simplest terms, how do you attract, how do you retain, how do you keep, how do you motivate, how do you develop, how do you inspire human beings? We live in a world where there is a short shortage of skills. There are more jobs than there are people to fill them. And I think as we see the transition, the green transition in particular, as we see the impacts of disruptive technology, I think the importance, the criticality of human beings is even more so. Mm. Human ingenuity, the application of the human mind to work in concert with the technology to enable greater productivity, to deliver the things that organizations are trying to do for their customers, for society as a whole. So I think the team plays a really important role across most of the work we do at PwC.
Right.
We're working with our organizations as they're developing what they're doing.
Mm, fascinating. And, when I was preparing for my conversation with you, it was interesting to read that PwC has been recognized as a vanguard leader in HR consulting.
Yeah.
Can you share some key factors that have contributed to this recognition?
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors. We're really proud to have that recognition and other awards that we have. Look, I think, there are some fantastic professional services firms around who work with organizations. I'm very fortunate to work at PwC. I think, yes, we have all sorts of methodologies, all sorts of tools, all sorts of IP. And as you'd expect, but for me, I think what really differentiates us is our colleagues and our people. We hire from all backgrounds around the world. I think our role as leaders within the organization is to create an environment for those people to achieve their ambitions. And we're all different, right? We all have different ambitions. And I think, I think what organizations we work with often say to me is that our people make a difference. The way they interact, the way they listen, the way they respond, the way they proactively go with ideas, the way they bring insights in from other organizations, not just in the same sector, but from around the world and from different sectors as well. So I think there's that kind of focus around how can we add value to our clients. But I think also, and it's a word I've used before, just being human. I think what the care colleagues show for each other, the way we team, the way we collaborate. I think we try to encourage, well, we do try and encourage that, because I think we firmly believe that, the sum of the parts is greater than, the individual parts added up. And I think that diversity of thinking and just real attention to treating people how you want to be treated yourself, I think really helps us stand out.
Absolutely. And that's such a great comment, treat people as you would like others to treat you. My next question, Peter, is that what does transformation at scale mean in the context of workforce management?
Gosh, I as you say transformation at scale, immediately think, oh gosh, that's a management consulting sort of phrase, and you're absolutely right. So if I just try and sort of unpack that, the organizations are changing at the moment. They have, we survey CEOs every year. We know that 40% of them say that unless their organizations change, they're likely to be irrelevant in 10 years economically. So, they've got to constantly adapt to their customer requirements and needs. They've got to look at which markets they're going into, which products to develop, which to sunset. So you're in an era of huge transformation and change, frankly. And workers are no different. We ask workers the same question in our Hopes and Fears survey, which is we ask about 55,000 workers around the world what they think was going on in the world of work. And they broadly say, organizations have got to change, similar number, 40%. When you drill down into that, though, if you look at the younger generations, and I'll use the labels that are often used, Gen Zs and Millennials, they're less optimistic. About 55% say, the change needs to happen. And I think that's so important, because by 2030, at least half the workforce will be of that younger generation. So I paint the picture there of we've got organizations of all sectors around the world that are changing, right? They have to maintain relevance. And for me, that really puts a lens on human beings, the workforce, because there's also fantastic technology around. But ultimately, certainly in my experience, when you really deliver the outcomes you're seeking, when you get that change, when you deliver what you promise, ultimately you need your workforce, human beings, to drive that change. So the kind of work we do is all around how do you embrace that wider workforce and help them adopt and create the change that you're seeking.
Very interesting. And since you just mentioned technology, that gives me an interesting segue to my next question. How is technology changing HR? And I've spoken to many people where there's a lot of talk of artificial intelligence being used for HR and workforce management.
Technology is technology is pervasive across the entire HR people management system, like probably everything else right in the world of work. I think first and foremost, organizations collect all sorts of data on their workforce, and there's all sorts of data that workers put out freely. LinkedIn is a great example, you know, where they freely share their information. And I think historically, many organizations have really failed to mine that, capture that, really delve into what's that data telling us? What trends can we see? What, how can it inform the decisions we're making? And then, as you're absolutely right, we are seeing, you know, technologies, Gen AI, for example, is certainly in vogue. And the ability of that to, I think, create efficiencies, to take away some of the more mundane, more routine aspects of people's work. But I think also, positively, I think it's opening up an opportunity for people to develop new skills, right? And it's such a fast changing landscape, right? That I think, you know, again, some of those human skills are so important around agility, adaptability, being able to understand what technology is coming, how can we apply it, how can we use it? And I think, you know, for people leaders as well, though, being able to use that technology to help them work out what do they need from workforce in 5, 10, 15 years' time. Strategic workforce planning, which many talk about, and I think examples of those that do it really, really well are few. Right. And I think that's a challenge and where technology can really help organizations.
Very interesting. My next question is, you know, relating to large organizations, and you lead a large organization, you work with a lot of large organizations. How do you address the challenges of talent mobility in global organizations?
So I think, I mean, talent mobility for me is a really interesting topic. And not just for PwC, but for larger organizations as well. And I think, yeah, we are seeing a shift. It's still relatively slow, I would observe, but often organizations, people, you know, will go straight to the external market to hire, to attract talent, often overlooking the people they've got within their organization already. And actually, if you got somebody's in your organization that actually has got the skills you need that you can move, I think that makes it, that makes life a lot easier. It's certainly cheaper, but it's also they're aware of the organization. They understand the culture. They understand how stuff gets done, so they can be more productive quickly. But I think, you know, that the point around that unleashing the mobility, the skills you already have. We've been doing some work with World Economic Forum. Only 30% of people say that they list all their skills on their formal CV. And the research we've done with the World Economic Forum is to say, actually, if you understand and really try and figure out what skills you have within your existing workforce, there's probably globally about 100 million people's worth of labour that could be unleashed. So I think, I think first and foremost, it's really promoting internal mobility. Secondly, I think if we cast our minds back to the pandemic, I think what that unleashed actually is the whole ways of remote working, which has opened up historically unattainable pockets of talent around the world, right? And I think many organizations are certainly embracing that. And thirdly, I mean, this is just my personal perspective on my experiences. You know, I've been very fortunate to work in 3 different continents around the world. And I think, and we certainly encourage at PwC, we have a program called Gateway, which is where we freely make available for our colleagues to take experiences in different parts of the world.
Right.
And I think that sort of cultural experience, experiencing different cultures, that enriching experience is so helpful in terms of enabling people to develop and maintain relevance in the world in which we live, which is, you know, as you know, so globally connected now.
Well said. Great response. Thank you. My next question is that you yourself lead a global team across 147 countries. What goes into managing such a diverse team spread across so many geographies?
Gosh. I think for me, it's on the spectrum of leading, I'm so far away from command and control. A, it's not my personal style, but B, it would be entirely inappropriate in the organization, which I'm so lucky to work. So around the world, in all the territories, we've got, you know, really strong and fabulous, inspiring leaders within the workforce platform who are totally empowered. They understand the market context locally where they are, you know, we clearly agree as a team, what's the direction, where are we going, what's our strategy? And then, you know, people are empowered to then execute that around the world. And I think, if I think of all the people I work with in the various territories, what's consistent is, one, consistency, right? We seek, in terms of how they lead and how they operate, we try and be as consistent as possible. I think as human beings, people like that. They expect consistency in their leaders. I think being genuinely collaborative and listening, actively listening, listening to different perspectives, embracing diversity, being inclusive, recognizing it's not always the person who speaks first and loudest that has the best idea. Being in a partnership, we're all, as I say, brother, sister, partners. And it's how do we inspire our teams around the world? How do we deliver for our clients? And I think the partnership culture is something that's really strong at PwC, which I think greatly assists that.
Well said. My next question, Peter, is what are some of the emerging trends in human resources and workforce management that companies should be aware of?
Look, I think first and foremost, I would start with it sounds seemingly obvious, but it's recognize the power, the ingenuity, the capability of human beings, right? And again, back to the pandemic, which frankly was an existential threat for many organizations, for humans, right? I think many leaders around the world just realized just how extraordinary human beings can be when empowered, when trusted. Sometimes we're left to their own devices, coming up with just phenomenal solutions to some huge challenges. So I think for me, first and foremost, recognize the power of your workforce. And I think also as leaders, they recognize, nobody has all the answers. No one's got that monopoly. And actually you get better solutions, the better responses when you embrace the entirety of your workforce. So I think that's a guiding principle, and everything you should do, I think, should be in service of clearly your customers, but also your colleagues. How are you making your organization something that's attractive to people? Why would they want to work for you? Right. What are you doing beyond just creating a financial return? What are you doing for society? How are you helping us get to a greener place? How are we, dare I say, in a world where your social instability is on the rise pretty much wherever you look? How are we making the world a kinder place? How are we putting ourselves into other people's shoes and really listening to their perspectives? And I think there's a tendency around, if I disagree with you, then immediately you're wrong, I'm right, and I'll take to social media and say negative things. I think for me that kindness is so important around the world. So I think the HR, to answer your question, there's that role for me around just helping create that environment of empowerment and calmness, right, in the world in which you work. So
very interesting.
Big challenge, right? But yeah. If I go back to my military days, one of the leaders there was, people don't really respond to, shouting and aggressive behavior. It's calmly looking at the challenge and how to respond. But I could then say that clearly right now, I think, front and center of many organizations' minds is talent shortage. How do I get the right skilled people? And notwithstanding some of the economic pressures at the moment, if you still have all the cards, and we're still seeing a lot of movement in the market there. Secondly, how do we respond to some of the challenges, the sustainability challenge,
correct,
the disruptive challenge and disruptive technology opportunity and challenge, and various other factors? So yes, there's so much actually on the plates of people leaders, HR leaders around the world today.
Well said. So I have time for two more questions for you. My next question is, how is remote and hybrid work shaping the future of workforce management?
Look, I think for organizations, it's opening up, as I said earlier on, much larger pools of talents that hitherto were unattainable. What we observe with organizations is the full spectrum. There are some organizations, for all good reasons, who say they expect their people in the office 5 days a week. There are others where they say they're not at all, remote's fine, and many are in the hybrid world. I think just again, in terms of managing, leading the workforce and human beings, I think those organizations that are fairly well settled are those where the leaders have been are very clear and they communicate. And not necessarily that the workers would necessarily agree with it, but they understand the logic, and leaders are being very open about that, very transparent. I think that's really important. So, A, that transparency. But I think also, I think it depends on the nature of your business. So, for example, PwC, we encourage our people to be in the office 3 days a week, many of them are on client site as well. For us, that's really important in terms of how we learn, how we develop, how we coach each other, how we mentor, how we make judgment calls. And, you know, we think we make better decisions when we're in person than in some contexts. I think one thing I would just say, though, in terms of the equity in the workforce, you mentioned up front, you know, I'm a passionate believer in inclusivity and diversity, and I'm an advisor to a wonderful organization called Women of the Future, which I think you had Pinky Lalani on a few weeks ago.
I did, yes.
They do so much, I think, to promote careers for girls and young women around the world. As organizations think around where work gets done and how it gets done, really having a focus on what does that mean in terms of diversity. So for many females in the workforce, actually 5 days a week in an office, you know, they may lose some of the time they were using around. Often many have caring responsibilities, often carried out more by females than it is by men.
Right.
I think another thing I just observe in the same vein, though, is as disruptive technology, Gen AI in particular, starts to take hold, and again, there's some fabulous research that's been done by the World Economic Forum, which I'd happily recommend. But you can see the impact that's having on gender in the workplace, and it's disproportionately impacting women. So I think leaders, we've really got to keep a close focus and lens on that to make sure that progress that has been made, brackets, more progress is needed, but we don't reverse that trend.
Well said. And my last question to Peter, and this is now to you, you know, given your amazing experience with the Royal Air Force and now with BWC, what would you say are three lessons from your own journey that you would want our viewers and listeners to take away?
What a question. I think number one for me would be, you know, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, humility, kindness, and genuinely listening are really important things to do. And treating people as you would wish to be treated yourselves. I think, you know, I've seen that with so many great leaders I've been fortunate to work with over the years. Those I think that really focus on that, I think, get greater followership, better outcomes, and are actually often a pleasure to work around and learn from and what have you. Secondly, I think it's around perspective as well. I think, you know, in terms of what's the outcome you're driving, but what could go wrong, right? And actually, in some professions, you know, the outcome could be devastating. In others, less so. I think it's pretty having that perspective, right, in terms of. When people say something's urgent, is it really, right? Is it really? What's the outcome being driven? I think thirdly, and I'm very conscious, I'm all three here actually, I think are doing on the kind of the emotional side, but I think the care for each other.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world where populism is on the increase, social instability is on the increase, just about in every country around the world. And I think that sort of care, that kindness towards each other is just so important.
Very well said.
Easy to say, but often overlooked.
Very well said. And on that note, Peter, and your three wonderful lessons about the importance of humility, kindness, and listening. And you also added, treat others as you would want others to treat you. Second, you said, was always get the right perspective. And third one you said was, make sure you care for each other. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about so many different aspects of human resources, about global workforce, and about all the great work you are doing at PwC. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.